Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, we say hello to you on a glorious day in the neighborhood. It is beautiful, the capital city, Des Moines, Iowa. And the Solheim Cup underway. We'll get into all of that in just a moment. Great show lined up for you today. Gary Rima will join us, the longtime voice at University of Northern Iowa. Gary on the program at 12:25. Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, coming up at 1 o'clock. Mitch Holtis, we hope, at about 1:40 if he's off the commercial flight that he is taking to get to Cincinnati for the game. Seth Gruen, Bleacher Report and Big Ten Unfiltered, coming up at 2, and Andrew Garda, Pro Football Weekly, National Football League, at about 2:25. Trent, how are you, pal? Are you tired since you were out walking the course?
No, I'm good. Hit the hills hard, but, you know, New Leaf Wellness has been helping me out, so I wasn't huffing and puffing when I was walking the hills out at Des Moines Golf and Country the last 2 days.
Oh, you look great, pal. I keep telling you that you're starting to slim down a little bit, and you know, pretty soon they're going to have you as the before picture and then you as the after picture for New Leaf Wellness. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
That's the case. We're building, we're working, we're getting there. And a big thank you to everybody out there at New Leaf Wellness, and we'll talk about them a little bit later on, Jimmy B. But you ran down the guest list here. Boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about today.
You know, we do.
We're gearing up college football season. The high school season begins tonight with week zero, week one next week. We'll start off our high school coverage here across 1700 with our game of the week. It'll be Waukee and Urbandale out in Waukee for week number one. Looking forward to that. It's coming fast, Jimmy B. Preseason games last night, a lot of baseball to talk about. And we have the Solheim Cup here, too. So there is so much to talk about, and we only have 3 hours to get it all in.
My question to you is, when you were at the Solheim Cup earlier today, as you watch it on the Golf Channel, it just looks spectacular. Is it as good in person, or is it better than seeing it on TV?
Well, as you know, when this first was announced a while back, I was pretty lukewarm to it. What's the big deal? Who cares? Who's going to go out to watch women's golf? To be completely honest, I thought it was something that really wasn't going to move the needle. But you know, being around it here throughout the week, seeing the build-up, talking to a couple people out there at Des Moines Golf and Country Club, we have some friends that are members out there. Of course, not me. I'm just waiting for my invitation to go play the course sometime. Hint, hint. To my friends out there. But, no, you know, I just didn't think it was going to be the event that it's turned into. I thought it would be a blip on the radar, but you know, going today, seeing the golf, seeing the action, just the different kind of environment. And I've been to PGA events before. I've been to the events down here. It's incredible, though, the passion that is out there, the chanting, the back and forth, the European fans. I talked to a couple of ladies today that made their way over. They were from England, and they were over, just came to Des Moines, Iowa to watch some golf. And they were excited, and they were sitting down and having a late breakfast on the course, and said what an incredible place this is. They said they've been worldwide, big golf fans, and they just mentioned to me that Des Moines has done it as well as any place that they've been for an event like this. So it's great to hear those kind of things, those anecdotal notes that you get talking to people out there, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. Yeah. I didn't have a ton of time on the course. I was maybe only out there for about, you know, an hour, but walking around, watch number 10 for a couple of holes there.
Okay.
Watch a couple of groups come through. It's cool. It really is. It's a fun event. I personally didn't think that I would be excited about it at all. And now I'm going to be glued to the TV, and I'm already trying to figure out the schedule and see if I can get out there another day or two over the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. That's when I'll make it. So this is a big time event. And with the red, white, and blue, the fans dressed like that. And they have been rowdy. And I think it's not your typical golf crowd where you get the so-called golf clap. And it is the chanting. You said that. You get a lot of the USA stuff. And that's what makes this, the President's Cup and the Solheim Cup, so special. Because you don't get that when you just go to a regular golf tournament.
Right. It's different. The environment's different. It's hard to describe, and you know, well, that's what I need to be able to do is describe it. But it's difficult to describe the environment out there. Just the number of people, too. I was, you know, out there. Like I said, I was over on number 10 and 11 for the most part. Those are the two holes that I watched, and a little bit over on 9 is where I started in the first group coming through on the green there. And the crowds out there, and not just the crowds there at that hole, but you know, I was looking at 16 for a while over my left shoulder. You know, there's people lined up there. They still had five holes before any groups were going to get there. You're talking probably, what, a good hour 15, and they're lined up waiting for them to get through that way. Sheer number of people was incredible to see. The groups, the buses dropping people off all day long. Last night, went out for the opening ceremonies. Really cool. Annika Sorenstam was out there. She was talking about her European squad. Julie Inkster talking about the two captains for the American squad. Just a great environment, and another feather in the cap here for us in Des Moines. A great event like this, and you can see we're supporting it.
It's a fabulous venue, and it is a fabulous day with the clouds clearing out, the rain gone, although they say that we might get something later tonight, but it won't influence the golf. One thing that I did notice is that because of the weather earlier this week, the greens are very soft, and the girls are just throwing darts at the stick. And I mean, they are putting that spin on it, which you and I cannot do, but they do it so well. I mean, they throw it right at the flag, and that ball just checks up so nicely and is staying there. And I think that as the weekend goes on and those greens start to dry out a little bit, that might change the conditions probably by Sunday and might toughen up the course even a little bit more. But Trent, it's fabulous. It's great having that tournament here, and Des Moines is showing up and really putting on a show for this particular tournament. It's just terrific. It really is.
And you mentioned, Jim, you know, this event, how it looks on TV, how it looks on television. The course is in beautiful condition. So they've had the Senior Open out there. They now had the Solheim Cup, 18 years difference between the two. Could they get maybe not a U.S. Open? I think that's way too far. But is there a possibility that Des Moines Golf and Country could get an even bigger event? Or is this kind of where they are? This is the likelihood. I don't know how much more they can lengthen the course, you know, those kind of things. What kind of work would need to be done to get it up to that kind of level? But is there a future for the U.S., for Des Moines Golf and Country Club to have a big event? You know the golf scene probably better than I. What would you think on that?
I think it has the potential for that. The question would be always, when you have that large of membership, it has to be voted on, and the membership has to approve. We saw that take place out at the Glen, when their members decided that they didn't want to host the Senior Tour anymore after all of those successful years. And that's when Wakanda picked it up. And the Wakanda members have embraced that tournament. And I think it's all about that. And I think the course is good enough and could probably be toughened up a little more. But I think that it would serve as a terrific venue for a big-time tournament. I really do, Trent. And I think this will be an eye-opener for a lot of the PGA and the LPGA to really take a serious look at Des Moines. I really do.
You know, taking the U.S. Open off the table, you know, a PGA championship, that's probably off the table as well. But, you know, like a U.S. amateur, you know, something like that, I think that'd be maybe the next big event that could be a possibility and something that could work out. An update from things that are happening out there. Since I was out there, there was two groups for the U.S. that had a lead. That's not the case anymore as they go to 18. Kerr and Lexi Thompson, they are down a hole going into 18 right now. Salas and Kong, I watched them, a couple of their holes.
Right.
They were up two when I was watching, now just one up. And the European team also over Paula Creamer and Ernst up one up. So the U.S. up in two matches, Europe up in two matches, U.S. up in one, and all square in the final of the foursomes today. So that's what's going on right now, and a little scary start. I might have taken a little action on the U.S. to get this thing done. Let's go, ladies.
Well, the United States just birdied.
Okay.
So, yep. So I think they birdied, it might be on the 18th hole. So I think they just won, that particular group. I think it's the, it's the Kerr Thompson group. Oh, they halved it. They halved it for match one. They were down, so they just halved for match one. So the, United States and Europe still all even.
So we'll keep you updated all afternoon long what's going on out of Des Moines Golf and Country. If you're on the fence and you can run into some tickets, hey, head out there. I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun, cool environment, and a great time out there at Des Moines Golf and Country Club. With that, Jimmy B., we got a lot of other things to tackle here this afternoon. We got the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima, stopping by at 12:25. We'll talk some off-season football, getting geared up for UNI as they prepare for game number one against Iowa State. And can they make it 3 out of 4 against the Cyclones? We'll talk about that more with Gary Rima to kick things off. But baseball yesterday, we had a lot of afternoon baseball, and including the Cubs. So as we're on the air, they're down 9-0. It's over, right?
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Not really.
No.
Not really. They come storming back. Yeah, they come storming back, tie the game. And then, of course, they give it away. And John Lester got lit up and then was taken out of the game. Now he is on the DL. They've already announced that Lester on the DL. Two call-ups coming up now for the Cubs. And so, look, they're just scrambling like crazy to try to hang on to the National League Central Division lead. And you have St. Louis, a winner last night, now only one game back. And Milwaukee is a game back. St. Louis is a game and a half. Milwaukee's a game back with their win. So this is going to be right down to the wire, Trent. It really is.
So Lester, with the injuries as he was rocked yesterday, left lat tightness and shoulder fatigue. What does that injury say to you? Speculation, this could be something long-term. It could just be a short trip to the DL. It's a 10-day DL, maybe a little bit longer than that. But you get him a couple of starts when you get into September, and then you're raring to go. And hopefully for Cubs fans, you're getting ready for the playoffs. What are you reading into this? How big is this injury? And is there a possibility he could be shut down for a long time, maybe even all season?
Well, that's the reports that some of my people told me from Chicago last night, was that there is a good chance, if this doesn't heal up quickly, that they would shut him down at least till almost the end of the regular season. And if that's the case, you know, you got to get him ready for Major League Baseball playoffs if the Cubs get there.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee of that right now. But that's the story that has come out of Chicago. And I'm sure that after he's placed on the DL, they will evaluate him constantly. And, Trent, if you're Joe Maddon, you don't want to take a chance of bringing him back too soon and then maybe him re-injuring, getting hurt again, and then not being able to pitch in the postseason.
Sure.
So you're gonna be flipping a coin back and forth here. And you've seen this before. This is going to be a tough call, especially if you have a player saying, hey, Skip, I'm okay. I'm all right. I can go. And then when he goes out, he can't go. And so now you're really in a bind. So I see this two ways, just the way that you discussed it. I don't see Lester coming back, however, after just a week or two. As the reports that I mentioned that I got out of Chicago indicated, it could be close to the rest of this regular season, just the regular season, not postseason, just regular season.
Well, even with that bad start, John Lester has a record. He becomes the only pitcher in the last 30 seasons to allow 9-plus runs in an inning multiple times in a single season. Congratulations, John Lester.
Oh, my God. That's not the record I would want, I can tell you that. Him and Aaron Judge. Because Judge has the record now for most consecutive strikeouts in a season for a non-pitcher.
It's not good. There's no way to chalk that up for anything good. It'll be Mike Montgomery taking over in the rotation in that spot, it looks like, for the Cubs. So, Jimmy B., with the Cubs. And, well, what happened yesterday across the world of sports? Let's get into it with some highlights in case you missed it. And it's presented by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. We talked about them just a little bit earlier. I'm on two treatments right now. The GAC treatment, helping me lose weight, injections. Many dieters, you know, like myself, you get those cravings. This helps dissipate those kind of cravings. It's helped me out a lot. Don't have that lull at the end of the day. Energy up all throughout the day. Absolutely love what everybody out at New Leaf Wellness has helped me out with. You can give them a call. The phone number out there, 650-1358. 650-1358. Give them a call. No obligation, consultation that they can give for you, help you out, help you along the way, and get you going with your health. All right, Jim, mentioned that 9-0 deficit, but let's talk about the comeback, the big comeback out of the Cubs, what they were able to do. 6 home runs in all. Here it is from the Cubs yesterday.
Switch hitting Ian Happ. It's deep. It is gone. Cubs on the board.
Bryant flying to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field. And that ball is a fair ball. Home run. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Avila.
Gone! 2-run homer. That's number 2 today.
Ian Happ for the 2nd of the day. And Javi drives one in the air. Long gone.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my.
Game on.
Back, it goes, it's out of here. Home run, Kyle Schwarber.
And even with all that, Jimmy B, it wasn't enough as the Reds come back and get it done 13-10 yesterday. Jim, it wasn't just the Cubs with some heroics yesterday, even in a losing effort. How about the Iowa Cubs? Our friend Randy Wayofer, I got the call from him yesterday. The Cubs with a walk-off, 1-0 win, breaking up a perfect game with a walk-off homer.
Something started. Dylan Maples throwing in the Cub bullpen down the left field line. 1-1 and a drive. Deep into left field. This ball's way back. And this ball is gone. John Andreoli, get out of my yard. Cubs win 1-0.
How's that for a walk-off? A perfect game going from Angel Ventura. They break it up with a walk-off homer and win it 1-0.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to spoil it, spoil it in a big way. Just don't give me some cheap infield hit. Make it a bomb and win the game with that. That was great and a good call, too. I love listening to him. I love listening to him on the call. That was a solid call on that home run.
Well, the Cardinals' bats continue to stay hot. A lot more last night, an 11-7 win over the Pirates.
Here's the 0-1. Grichik with a high fly ball into deep left center field. This ball is off the wall. 1 run is in. Here comes Colton Wong. Grichik to third.
Deepest part of the ballpark there, Danny.
That made it 11-5. They hold on for the 11-7 victory over the Pirates last night. We move to the American League, and it hasn't been a pretty series for the Twins. They lose game one, a doubleheader yesterday, lost game one of that one. But come back last night, little help from the German. Ooh, the Germans are coming. Max Kepler with a go-ahead homer.
Been kind of a valuable on-base guy, but now we'll see how the Twins react to that injury. A drive to right field. It's back and gone. The Twins are back in front.
They pick up the victory, and I asked you yesterday, Jimmy B., I had no idea who Aaron Sleggers was. He was good last night for the Twins.
Yeah, he was. And you asked me who he was. I had no clue either. So that made two of us. So from that standpoint, I suppose we could just sit here and say, well, thank you for opening our eyes to exactly who you are.
Yes.
So the Twins right now with a, 60-59
mm-hmm.
record? And they're still, Trent, right in this wild card hunt, along with about 922 other teams. It's amazing how many are still in it in the American League.
The Angels with the lead for the second wild card spot. Royals a half game back. Twins a game back. Seattle a game and a half back, along with Texas. Baltimore 3 back. Toronto 3 back. Tampa 3 back. Everybody alive. Everybody with the shot to get decimated if they do get into the playoffs. More than likely, that'll be the case. We finish up with some football. And your buddy, Jay Cutler.
Better GM than that. Been around forever.
So a first down. Jay Cutler fires, completes the pass to Devontae Parker. And Parker upended at the 41-yard line of the Ravens.
Jay Cutler doing Jay Cutler things, slinging it sidearm off his back foot. It worked in that one. It won't work all season long.
No, it won't. But look, at least he gave, I suppose, Miami Dolphin fans some hope. He didn't play long in that game, but he did have an opportunity to throw a couple of passes, and it looked like Jay Cutler. I mean, it didn't look like he'd lost anything off the fastball, and even though when he walked in the camp, he says, well, I'm not really in great shape, but remember, I'm a quarterback. I don't have to be. So as long as the arm's good and the mind is sound, I suppose that if you're a Dolphin fan, you're going to take, even though it was a small fraction of a performance last night by Cutler on the field, I think in the next exhibition game, you'll see a lot more of Cutler and that starting wide receiver core.
And they got some dudes, and now it's just about keeping Cutler outright. And him and Adam Gase, it worked before. Will it work again? We will see. That was, in case you missed it, presented by New Leaf Wellness. Once again, that phone number, 650-1358. Call today, schedule a no-obligation consultation. Also, give them a call. They got some great deals going on right now for our listeners, including $25 facials, something nice for the lady in your life, or just treat yourself. 650-1358 and New Leaf Wellness. We'll come back on the other side here, Jimmy B. We're going to talk some UNI Panthers, the voice of UNI, Gary Rima. He's up next here on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Big Al's Barbecue is happy to announce his second location is now open at the Ramada Inn at Army Post and Floor Drive. With two locations, there's no reason to miss out on some of the best barbecue in the Des Moines area. Big Al cooks all his meat low and slow to make it fall off the bone. Big Al South now offers barbecue brunch buffet on Sundays from 11 to 3. Don't forget about the original Eastside location just 900 feet north of the A.E. Cows on Hubble Avenue. Come eat Southern-style barbecue cooked by an Asian man on the east side and now open on the south side of Des Moines. Big Al's Barbecue.
For the best truck bed covers and truck protection, come to American Toppers and Accessories. Keep all your cargo safe and secure with a bed cover from ATA. They have soft roll-up retractable fiberglass and commercial aluminum bed covers. American Toppers and Accessories is also the number one Line-X spray-on bed liner dealer in North America. When you purchase your next truck, ask for Line-X by name. Stop in and see them south of the Varied Industries building at the Iowa State Fair. American Toppers and Accessories, 1315 East Broadway in Des Moines. Online, AmericanToppers.com.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, we're back, Jimmy B and TC. Jim, so I'm talking to Gary Rima. Lined up here to join us, as he's going to here in just a moment. And he already trips my trigger. He's already... Hey, TC, what's the deal with that Iowa basketball schedule? My blood pressure had finally gone down. I had a nice morning out at the golf course today, watching some great golf at the Soheim Cup. And Gary Rima, what are you doing? You know I got blood pressure problems. What's happening?
I just know how to trip your trigger. I just know how to get under your skin. That was kind of fun to rattle your chain a little bit today. I'm just getting you wound up, brother, for a good interview.
Oh, man, just give it to him, Gary. Give it to him. Look, the poor boy has gone off last week and then again this week with that piece of garbage non-conference home schedule. It's deplorable that what they are doing. We have said that on this show. And it's shameful. It really is. I could see two games like that, but not like what they have lined up. That was just god-awful, Gary.
Well, and wasn't the idea here just a few years ago that they were going to schedule a little tougher non-conference, and that's why they didn't want to go home and home with you and I and Drake? They wanted to have some flexibility to do some things. And I saw your tweet, Jimmy B, using the word deplorable, but also I think didn't you say, and they're going to ask Iowa basketball fans to pay to see these games? I mean, a season ticket holder, that's the home games you're getting on your season ticket deal. That, I don't know. It's interesting to me.
I tweeted out. Right. Gary, I tweeted out. I said, Iowa should pay the fans to come to those games because they're awful.
Yeah.
Gary Rima is our guest. He's on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. All right, Gary, take me to UNI. We'll do basketball here in a little bit. Let's start with football. Your overall assessment of what do you expect from the Panthers when they hit Jack Trice Stadium against the Cyclones?
Well, I think one of the things we'll really be watching for is just to see how this team has come together, Jimmy B, with seven new coaches on the staff this year. This is almost like when a new head coach comes in, like when Matt Campbell went to Iowa State last year, pretty much an entire new coaching staff. But it's a lot of guys that he had coached with. So, you're always thinking, well, it's a new head coach. You know, he's got some guys he's worked with before, but let's see how they gel and do they have some stumbles early on in the season. Well, Coach Farley's still here, but he's got seven new assistant coaches plus a new director of football operations. So I just think a lot of it, I want to see how the whole thing gels with the players understanding what their position coach wants, how's the game day play calling going to go. In recent years, the fan base has been a little disgruntled about some of the play calling and some of the things that were done offensively. So I'm really going to be looking for that to see what we're going to see new and different with this new group of coaches. But I tell you what, there's a lot of talent on this UNI football team, a lot of quality returning players in what I consider crucial spots. I think we're a veteran offensive line. We got a really good quarterback coming back with no quarterback controversy. Eli Dunn's the man. Deep at the wide receiver spot, question mark at running back. And then on the defensive side, Jimmy B, I think this defense has a chance to be really, really good this year. There's a couple of question marks on the back end of that defense. The front seven looks very good, good depth. Gotta find a couple of guys back there in the defensive back, the cornerback, or the free safety position. But I think we have them. I think they're in camp. It's just how they're going to emerge and work with this football team. But I'm encouraged. I think this team's got a chance to be really good. Extremely tough schedule, but I think we can have a good year.
Well, a new offensive coordinator takes over, John Bond, also the quarterbacks coach there. A long tenured coach throughout college football. He's been a lot of different places. What do you expect this offense to look like with the new offensive coordinator and John Bond?
Well, it's been interesting, TC, because Coach Simmons, the offensive line coach, is also co-offensive coordinator. And I grasp, being around practice and around the guys, that Coach Simmons, he likes to run the football. Mm-hmm. He likes that offensive line to take charge, control the line of scrimmage, and let's go get 3, 4, 5 yards at a crack. I think Coach Bond, with Eli Dunn at quarterback, with the weapons he has, not only at wide receiver, but at tight end, Briley Moore looks really good at the tight end spot. I think Elias Nissen's another tight end that can catch the football for you. But we've got some running backs that have done a great job catching the football out of the backfield. I think Coach Bond likes to air it out a little bit more. So that's one of those things that I'm really anxious to see. Do we throw it 25 times with Eli Dunn, or do we throw it 35 to 40 times? Is it a team that when you have maybe a touchdown lead or a field goal lead or a two-score lead in the fourth quarter, you could grind out a nice long time-consuming drive with some good ground attack too. So there's a lot of things that we're all kind of waiting to see to be answered in that season opening game.
Gary Reim is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We're talking UNI right now as they get ready to go to Ames and take on Iowa State in the opener for both teams. Gary, this is a rivalry now, and UNI has had success. Let's face facts here. In recent history, spells it out that if UNI goes in, and generally if they win that first game, it's going to be pretty much a downer year for Iowa State. This is the year that at least, I guess, Cyclone fans will believe that is not going to be the case, that Matt Campbell has enough, more than enough talent to win this game, and some even think they might win it going away. They have had record sales for tickets this coming season at Iowa State. The environment in there is always terrific, but do you think that it might even be more intense this coming game just because there is so much expected out of this Cyclone team?
Yeah, Jimmy B, I'd agree with that. And I think, in my opinion, and I think around the football camp at UNI, I think they all feel and understand that this is going to be a much tougher game this year than it was a year ago. It was Coach Campbell's first year there. Some talent was there, but they weren't loaded with talent. I think after playing UNI once and not having it go their way, I don't think, even though they've got Iowa in week two, and there's been some things going back and forth between the coaches in that game, I don't think Coach Campbell and his staff and his guys are looking past week one at all. I think they will be more locked in and ready and prepared for UNI than they were a year ago. because you and I won that game. I just think they'll have their team's full attention, and they're going talent wise. They're a better football team this year. So, in my eyes, in my opinion, this is going to be a much tougher game for you and I this time around against the Cyclones and Coach Campbell than it was in his first year last year. So, I still like the Panthers' chances. You know me, I think we're going to be able to go in and win every game we play. but this is certainly the challenge this year is a greater challenge to go in there and get the win than it was a year ago.
Gary, wanted to ask you about a couple local kids here from Central Iowa. Get your thoughts on them. Running back position, certainly a lot of talented guys. Jeffion Browning back. But I want to ask you about the Waukee kid, Trevor Allen, getting ready for his sophomore year, how he's doing, and maybe how carries are going to look for him at the running back spot. And one of my all-time favorite kids, Hezekiah Applegate from Johnston. It seemed like every game I called to his, he was doing something, getting to the backfield, and he did that as a freshman last year for the Panthers. Certainly a bigger role for him in that front four, though, this season for Applegate.
Well, both a couple of guys that are going to see the field on September 2nd at Iowa State, and I think in every game this year. It's been interesting because just hearing Coach Farley talk preseason early on, Trevor Allen's a guy that I'm looking at, a guy and Coach Farley's talking about is going to be one of the main guys in the running backfield, and I think that's still the case. But I got to tell you guys, Marcus Weimiller has really emerged, at least in these first couple of weeks of practice. I think Weimiller's in the mix to get some carries. I do think Jayvion Browning, the senior running back, is going to get his opportunities. And Trevor Allen is right there. In those three guys, it looks to me running back by committee, guys. I don't think you're going to see a David Johnson-type running back emerge where, and I'm not talking of his talent, but a guy that's going to get the football and carry it 20 to 22 times in some games. I really think it's going to get spread out. Each one of those guys, Browning, Allen, Weimiller, bring a different talent at that running back spot. I think they use them all. And I think they'll use these three non-conference games to find out, is there a marquee running back in the three that we do lean on a little bit more that becomes our starter and the other guys just back him up? But it's, you know, In previous years, you've seen some battles at the quarterback spot and for some other positions at you and I. To me, I think you got some guys really working hard to try and get some carries and get some snaps in the battle to be the running back for this Panther football team this year. And then on the defensive side, Hezekiah Applegate, if he's not starting in the defensive line, he's in the full rotation. And I tell you, the defensive line, even though we lost Carter Schultz, I like this defensive front that the Panthers are going to have. With Adam Reth back, guys, you should see this guy. He looks like an NFL defensive lineman. He's a specimen, and he's looking really good in the fall workouts. Bryce Douglas is back, the junior, the transfer from Illinois. He's coming on. They got him down to about a 300-pound defensive tackle. He looks good. Preston Woods, the senior, is going to be a starter. And then Seth Thomas, Hezekiah Applegate, Marcel Minifield, all those guys, sophomores, they're in the rotation to where I think they'll do what they did a couple of years ago and use about seven guys and just keep rotating them so when it gets to the fourth quarter, we got fresh defensive linemen rushing the quarterback or trying to shut down the run.
Gary, they've filled in, meaning the Cyclones, with a lot of junior college transfers. Head coach Matt Campbell has come out and told the news media that Tongamoa will be here next week at the latest, Wednesday, the latest. He's probably not going to get a lot of time against UNI, but he will as the season begins to progress. For Iowa State, their offensive line seems to be their weakness as it was last year, and their defensive line, similar weakness, and they're going to start a former quarterback who you saw play many times in Joel Lanning as their starting middle linebacker. What's the kind of conversation between players, coaches, fans, who are there connected to the Panthers? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, to be honest, guys, I think right now with the things we've got going in our camp, most of the conversations I have, most of the time spent, they're just working on you and I, on themselves. Now, when it gets to game week, August 28th, and that week of practice, you'll see a lot more, you know, thoughts and talk and of game planning. And it's going on behind closed doors. I'm not privy to that. But to be honest, guys, I don't hear a lot of conversation about, well, Iowa State's got this guy or that guy. There's been some talk about Joel Lanning, the linebacker, and he'll be starting, and he's going to be on that side of the football, and can you exploit him a little bit? But I tell you what, Joel Lanning's a football player, and I've seen the UNI Panthers bring in quarterbacks in previous years, and they turned out to be tremendous linebackers. So it happens. So I just think that the focus right now is on how you and I can get better and get prepared for what's going to be an incredibly tough season opening game, and then the rest of the schedule. I mean, the schedule is really tough this year, but you know, there is a faction of Panther Nation, and we wouldn't want this any other way. There's a big part of our fan base that they feel like we're going to go into Ames and find a way to get a win like we did last year. But I think there is an understanding that it's a much tougher game this time around.
Gary, the schedule, 3 out of 4 to kick things off. The Iowa State game, a home game against Cal Poly, and then out to Utah for Southern Utah, Southern Illinois after that. The conference slate, SIU mentioned that road game. They go to South Dakota State, North Dakota State, two teams in everybody's preseason top five. Boy, this schedule is going to be difficult. Important for this team to get out of the chute early, get that win against Cal Poly, and maybe have to start things off at least 3-1 to feel good about things with the way the back half kind of sets up.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I just when you look at the 3 non-conference games, yeah, everybody wants to be 3-0. I totally get that. If somehow, some way, you and I could be 2-1 after their first 3, and then you got the bye week, TC, mm-hmm. and now you've got 2 weeks to get ready for your conference opener at Southern Illinois, and then it's 8 straight Missouri Valley Football Conference games in a row, no break in between. The league's ranked number one toughest in the country for good reason. And I just talked to Mike Reese, the play-by-play guy for Southern Illinois, yesterday on my radio show. They think they're much improved. They think they can be a team. He said they don't feel they can be a top 3 team this year. They think they're good enough to get to 4 or 5 in the league. That gives them a shot to be a playoff team. You know, when you talk North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Youngstown State, UNI, Illinois State, to get in that top 5 is tough, but they feel that they've got the talent to do it. So that'll be a tough Missouri Valley Conference season opening game at SIU, but it's with 2 weeks to prepare. So, and the other thing is, if UNI goes in and beats Iowa State in week 1, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a great season. We saw that a year ago. The Panthers went in there and won, ended up 5-6 on the year and missed the playoffs. In most of our eyes, by one game, one more win somewhere along the way, and a 6-5 UNI team would have got in because of strength of schedule. But, yeah, that back half of the schedule, the Panthers, in their 10-game FCS schedule, face 5 teams that are ranked in the Athlon Top 25. That of the top 25 teams ranked in the country in the Athlon Top 25, UNI and North Dakota State play the most ranked opponents on their schedule. Think about that for a minute. And then we have to play at South Dakota State and at North Dakota State, which in most polls have the Bison number 2 and South Dakota State anywhere from 3 to about 6. So, yeah, tough back half of the schedule. You've got to pick off some wins in those first 4 or 5 games to put yourself in a position to where you can be a playoff football team this season. And that's what Panther fans want. They want to be in postseason play, 6-5, 7-4, 8-3, whatever it takes. They don't want to have another year like last year where you miss it because you had a 5-6 record.
Gary, it's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. You have a great weekend. Thanks, man.
Hey, great being on with you guys.
Thanks, Gary.
That's Gary Reima, longtime voice, UNI Panthers. They have a date with Iowa State coming up for the Cyclones home opener. We're coming right back, and when we do, Trent, a little update on the Solheim Cup.
All right.
The U.S. and Europe are right now tied up, and a big putt on 18 gives the United States a much-needed point. We'll get into all of that right here on the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC, noon to 3, sports talk that rocks, 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
At Menards, home improvement means saving big because right now you'll get an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint. With Pittsburgh Paramount Exterior Paint, it provides the most advanced protection in true one-coat coverage. A gallon of flat is $34.98 after rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices, now at Menards. Good through August 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Macy's Super Saturday Sale has it all. 50 to 75% savings store-wide. Plus, use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off. Look for great specials like juniors' dresses, $16.99. Men's underwear, 40% off. INC handbags, 30% off. Juicers, blenders, food processors, 30% plus an extra 15% off. Now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Savings pass excludes specials.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, will be our guest. And then Mitch Holtis from the Kansas City Chiefs at about 1:40. So, Trent, the Solheim Cup, it has caught fire in a bottle here. Once again, another huge putt made by the United States to win a match. And now we are tied with Europe at 1.5 to 1.5 with a couple of other groups still out on the course. So this thing is off to a glorious beginning.
Yeah, down, in fact, to the final group of the day as they go to 18. The European team up one up as they go to that 18th hole. So opportunity like happened earlier today with Lexi Thompson and Kerr. They were able to have the hole on the 18th. The U.S. hoping to do the same here and get through this first group of foursomes tied up 2-2.
It's fun. Boy, the crowds are into it too. I mean, when that putt was made, the place just went crazy. So, look, Des Moines is showing itself great. It's been a great spectacle, and this is just the first day. I can't wait for Saturday and Sunday. It just should be unbelievable.
Yeah,
hey, that
right
quick news. I'm with you. That quick news on the player that everybody, at least if you were a Cyclone fan, was interested in. Apparently, Matt Campbell, I saw that just before we got through talking with Gary Rima. Tongamoa, apparently he's going to be in next week and apparently finally cleared of everything. And Wednesday, I guess, is the day that Matt Campbell was pointing to.
So he's still not there.
He's not there yet. But Matt Campbell is telling the media now that Wednesday at the latest. So there you go.
That's good.
I know. I mean, figured that would excite you.
And I know. What should really be the expectations for Tongamoa as he makes his way in? He's going to get there. If he gets in next Wednesday, he will have a week and a half of practice before the game against you and I. Hey, maybe by the time we get to October, he can start to give us some snaps. Is it right away? I mean, I know the guy had a lot of accolades. Look at his JUCO tape. It is really good. But boy,
yes.
Yeah, he hasn't been practicing football. And
no.
He's a big dude. And is it going to take a little while to get into football shape? I mean, these are questions that are still out there. A great talent, no doubt. And even with that, they expect him here Wednesday, right? He's still not on campus. You got to hope the guy still gets there, too. That's got to kind of sit in the back of your mind also.
I agree, and you're right. Look, if he's in reasonably decent shape when he arrives, they might give him a couple of snaps in the first game just to get him out there and let him hit a little bit, but not any more than that. And maybe by the Texas game, do you think? Don't they play three games, and then they have a bye, and then Texas?
Yeah.
So maybe by then you'd probably have a pretty good handle on it by that time.
And even at that point, you know, is he giving you 25 snaps a game? Is he giving you 50 snaps a game? And that's still a question that remains out there, and we just don't know. We'll continue speculating about, though, as the watch continues for the big man for Iowa State. When we come back, we'll go from Cyclone Talk into the Hawkeyes. Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times. He joins us coming up next here as we roll through. It's a Friday, a football Friday. Yeah, there's high school football out there. Talk about that later on here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.